Sanctuary of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros 34. We have been instructed to keep vigil with prayers, readings, and recitation of the Psalter at all times and especially at feasts. A monk who keeps vigil refines his mind before contemplation, whereas much sleep courses the intellect. But take care that during vigils you do not pass the time in empty gossip or evil thoughts. It is better to be asleep than to keep vigil with vain words or thoughts. Vigil is one of the means of spiritual life, especially in the life of monks. It is the interruption of the night for prayer. Although we may be familiar with the liturgical form, which consists of vespers, matins, and the hours, in the ascetic literature something else is meant by the vigil. It is giving up the night's rest for the sake of prayer. Although this private form of vigil may contain some of the mentioned liturgical form, it also has many others. Mostly it involves reading psalms, praying the Jesus Prayer, acatists to the saints, and others. Centering the mind and heart, becoming quiet, withdrawing into solitude, all this is necessarily the work of waking. In Homilies of St. Isaac the Syrian, he devotes quite a lot of space to the vigil. In the 20th homily, he speaks of the fruit that comes from the ascetic efforts of vigil. He says, "Constant peace, associated with reading, moderation of food, and vigil, quickly awaken the mind to wonder, unless there is a reason that disturbs the peace. Thoughts that arise spontaneously and unexpectedly in the peace through the man's effort turn his eyes into two baptismal fonts, and the copious streams of tears wash his cheeks. Vigilance leads to marvel at spiritual realities and contemplation. That is why St. Theodoros strongly urges us to not waste time we set aside for it. It is easy to lose control over thoughts that start to jump aimlessly from one thing to another, trying to tell us that this is a God-pleasing meditation." St. Theodoros, intercede for us.